Okay.
Jay, I...
Oof.
Jay, I think this is it.
Yeah, I mean, that was... That did not go well.
No, I mean, I thought... I thought our boss was gonna have him, but...
I know. I mean, when I came over to work with you guys, I thought you guys were like... You guys had it together.
Yeah, well...
It looked like you guys had it together over here,
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Jeez, they really handed our ass to
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I mean, a battle on outer space, I thought we were totally gonna crush it.
See the size of this ship?
Yeah.
I thought the ship was pretty big.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
Yeah.
But
big and round, and we had that really big laser and all of that.
The biggest.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was like one little ship.
Yeah. But
one guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he is the hero.
God damn it.
I know, but I don't know about this airlock.
Yeah, this does not seem real secure.
No,
I thought we were going to be able to make it to the escape pods, but...
This feels,
Yeah. This is a little nervous-making.
I wonder if this is it.
It might be it. It might be it, you know? And that just makes me think, we gotta stay cool.
Cool, right.
Cool.
Like calm, cool, collected. Calm.
Yes, exactly. And that... I mean, so we had this time. I figure this is the time we have. We might as well record our podcast and talk about being cool.
Yeah, because when life, you know, is coming to an end,
yeah,
the podcast is the most important.
It is. It really is.
Oh, God.
As you face, you know, mortality in the icy void of space, recording a podcast for our dozens, literally dozens of listeners, seems like the best thing to do.
That's true.
So, yeah.
This is our, like, goodbye note, maybe.
It might be. Who knows?
It might be the last thing we ever talk
about.
This
could be it. So let's definitely talk about who's cool.
Who's cool.
And what makes something cool? Because, you know, people are always talking about, oh, such a cool idea.
Yeah.
That's cool world. What a cool guy.
Yeah.
What's cool?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I would say somebody, you know, if we're talking about person.
Yeah.
A cool person.
That seems a good place to start.
In speculative fiction.
Yes.
Because that's what we talk about.
Yes.
So the Fonz, albeit the epitome of cool.
Yes.
Though one could argue Happy Days is speculative fiction.
You could argue.
There was the episode with Mork.
There is some Mork. I feel like there might be an episode with a robot. I don't know.
So I guess Happy Days is speculative
fiction.
It
is not. No.
All right.
No, it is not.
All right. So the Fonz is out. But he's a good example.
The Fonz is pop culturally prototypical cool.
And I think, you know, like him and, you know, other people are, it's their ability to remain calm. They have control over their world,
right?
Or at least their existence in relation to the world is like, I'm my own person.
Yes,
I've got it figured out.
Yes,
you know, I'm a little bit of a rebel. I'm gonna go my own way.
I mean, there is a sense of detachment that comes with it. I would say,
yeah,
like in speculative fiction, to me, the obvious epitome of cool is Han Solo. Han Solo is cool. Luke Skywalker is not.
Yeah, no, Luke is the dork.
Yeah.
But I would, but to be more specific, I would argue that Han Solo of episode of New Hope and Empire is cool.
I think Han Solo...
Less so in Return of the Jedi.
I still say that Han in Return of the Jedi is cool. Because he has all of that. Like, the epitome of cool is them on the barge flying out into the Tatooine Desert.
Okay.
And him saying, Luke saying, I never thought I'd come back here. I was born here. And Han saying, well, you're going to die here, kid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whatever, man. You know, that's us right now.
Right. But then, okay, then I'll be more specific.
Okay.
So, Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Up and to the point that he goes, Boba Fett! Boba Fett! And then hits him with the stick accidentally.
That is silly.
But then he recovers.
But he totally recovers.
Because he's blind and he frees Lando by shooting
and
blind.
And he shoots the Sarlacc tentacle blind.
That's true.
Which is cool as shit. Because there is also that. You also have to be, like, gifted in some way.
Yes, okay.
You know, that's part of being cool.
There's not a shtick, because a shtick is kind of
not
sticky,
so much stick,
but
like,
yeah, yeah.
You have to be skilled.
Kevin Flynn, Tron.
Yes. Cool.
He is cool.
He is definitively cool.
Yeah.
He is much cooler, again, than the hero, Tron.
Well, I think it's interesting about Tron is that, like, Flynn is actually the hero of the movie.
Right.
I just realized there's a lot of kind of crossover between Tron and Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it.
Yes.
Like, I mean, Tron is kind of the hero in that he does heroic things, but Flynn is kind of the hero because he makes the heroic thing happen.
Exactly.
Much like Kurt Russell isn't the hero.
Is distinctly not, and intentionally not.
Intentionally not. But he does allow heroic things to happen.
Right. And he also does, I mean, he is not the hero of that story. And, yeah. Well, no. I would disagree. I'd say that he is the hero of the story. He's just the least qualified human being in that movie.
Yes, I agree. I certainly agree with that. But I do wonder.
He kills Lopan.
Yeah,
he does kill Lopan.
True. But things could have gone a little more effectively if he didn't think he was the hero.
No. No, that is true.
Like, if he was a little more realistic about where he was,
yes,
things could have resulted in a
quicker... To be fair, Wang did definitely lie about his abilities and skills. True. I remember watching it the first time with my friends, and every time he did something, we were like, we didn't know he could do that. And I feel like that was Jack Burton the entire movie. Like, you didn't tell me you could run up walls.
Is that cool?
But that's
Is Wang cool?
Wang is not... Again, Wang is not cool, but Jack Burton is most definitely cool.
Okay, why?
That's what we're here to discuss. And I don't know. Wang should be cool. Wang has cool moments.
Yeah, yeah.
The waggle of the eyebrows is pretty cool.
Is there a scoundrel quality to being cool?
There is.
Because that's clearly Jack Burton has a scoundrel quality.
Yes.
Like Kevin Flynn has a scoundrel quality.
There is that, I mean, in a way, although it's not speculative fiction, in a way we're all Elsa in this decision-making process in Casablanca.
Oh, okay. I was going like Ilsa Faust from Mission Impossible 6. No. I'm like, how are we Ilsa Faust?
We're not Ilsa Faust. We are all Ilsa from Casablanca.
Right.
Where there is Rick, who is, again, definitively cool.
Right, that's true.
I always forget her husband's name, Claude Rains.
No, Claude Rains is the police officer.
Claude Rains is the police officer. I forget her husband's name.
Like Paul.
Paul Henreid's the actor.
Yeah,
but choosing between Laszlo.
Mm-hmm.
Laszlo and Rick, because Rick has that cool detachment. I feel like most cool characters in speculative fiction are one way or another based on Rick Blaine from Casablanca. That it all comes down... Listen.
That it all comes down to Casablanca.
That it does. That it is the guy who starts off... It's always the same journey. It's the journey for Han Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a similar journey for Captain Mal in Firefly.
From douche to less of douche.
Basically. It's from cynical, detached, somewhat ironically, distanced from the action to engaged.
See, I would argue... That it's not necessarily... Well, but maybe it flows from Rick Blaine. Of course, we're totally not talking speculative fiction. But I'm thinking the Marlon Brando, like, you know, what are you rebelling against? What do you got? Like, you know, is it is it the Wild Ones?
The Wild Ones. I think that's a different... There is that kind of cool as well.
Yeah. That's kind of like asshole cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're a punk. I wouldn't want to hang out with you.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. But it's you know, it is punk rock cool. And that's important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is a very different kind of
cool. It's like Mad Max is cool.
Yes.
But I would not want to hang around him.
Oh, God, no.
Unless it's the apocalypse. And then I'm, like, following him wherever he goes.
Yeah, you know. But other than that, I mean, also, he says, like, three words. He's not a conversationalist.
Yeah. Like, you don't invite him over for Thanksgiving dinner and expect, like...
No, he's not going to tell you stories. Unless it's going to be stories about, like, how his family died in blood and fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there on the Black Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not
really cool. That's not a holiday.
But Furiosa is also cool. Like,
again, someone else I would not have over for Thanksgiving dinner.
I feel like I would have her over. I feel like she would warm up. she had a real, like, empathy and human heart in there. You know, that he only gets to, like, when she's nearly dead.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a rare movie where there are two leads and they are both cool.
Oh, that's true.
Because most movies, as we sort of, like, danced around here, most of, like, they have speculative one fiction, cool. There's, like, a cool guy and then there's the, like, the hero or, you know, vice versa. There's the other guy.
Well, I mean, like, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Clearly, Strider
is cool. He's cool. Shit.
Whereas Frodo is like...
Frodo is not
He's the
cool.
Luke Skywalker of that franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense to Mark Hamill. Because Mark Hamill is cool.
Mark Hamill is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Luke, we love you, Mark.
I mean, Luke, at least in the original trilogy, bit of a dork.
Yes.
Fight me.
Don't at me. Don't at me, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. No, at me.
I'm the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, clearly.
I mean, Bill Murray.
Though.
Peter Venkman is the coolest.
I don't know. You could make... okay, yeah. Danny Aykroyd, not.
No.
Obviously not.
And not Ego.
Yeah, not Ego. But, oh, god damn it. What's the guy's name? He's not even on the poster.
Oh, god.
Oh, my god.
Venkman, Spengler.
The Spence. Black guy.
I know. Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
Winston. Zedmore.
You could argue that Winston is cool.
You could.
Because he's got
the whole thing
about... Tell him about the Twinkie.
Tell him about the Twinkie, right?
Yeah.
No, Winston is cool.
Yeah, Winston is
definitely cool. But
He's not meant to be the cool one.
No. But he's also, like, the fourth lead. Like,
he's the fifth after Sigourney.
Only in half of the movie.
The fact that he's not on the poster. Yes.
Not even his name does not even appear on the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that I had this poster in the airlock. It's the one thing I saved as we were about to die.
Really?
I might have to use it to plug up that air hole.
Yeah, because I think that that's going to be a problem soon.
Yeah, I think we might suffocate in space.
But
I don't think it begs the question, like, does every...
Batman, cool.
Batman, cool.
Superman, not cool.
Uh-huh. I was thinking, like, 2001. Like, is there anyone cool in that? I mean, the whole movie is cool.
The whole movie is cool.
But I think
there is that definite tone of cool. I mean, that's also the, mm-hmm. like, that's a cool idea. That's a cool feeling.
Yeah.
Like, 2001 is cool.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah. It is going its own way.
Yes.
It's a little cynical.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other movies that are just cool.
Well, I would say The Black Hole.
Hmm.
Well, but it's interesting. The black hole is... this brings us to an interesting divide, perhaps.
Yes.
Because the black hole, like, it clearly has, like, the characters that are supposed to be cool. Like, the younger...
Oh, yeah.
Younger guy.
It was trying to be...
But
some
really
Star Wars.
The cool thing... There's two cool things in the black hole. Maximilian.
Yes.
And then there's, like, what's the black robot.
Oh, yeah. Who,
like, Star or whatever.
Yep.
Like, but Maximilian, he's fucking cool. So we have... The interesting divide is no longer the hero that's cool; it's the baddie,
that's
or certainly
true.
The bad guy's sidekick.
I mean, and yeah, there are some cool bad guys. I mean,
yeah.
Goldfinger is pretty cool.
Goldfinger's pretty badass.
Yeah, I mean, most Bond villains are cool, especially like classic Bond villains.
Is Jaws cool? Not the shark. Just to be clear, the shark is pretty cool.
Well, the shark is a force of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jaws cool?
I would argue in the first appearance, but then he does...
Then he gets goofy.
Then
the movies get goofy.
Well, Moonraker is just...
Yeah, I mean, once we're deep into the Roger Moore, RIP, we love you. But once we're deep into the Roger Moore years, it's just goofy.
I only know him as the Saint.
Oh, that's good for you. It's nice for you. How's that working out?
Not great. I haven't watched an episode in a long time. And I may never, given...
Yeah, but Sean Connery's James Bond is cool.
The you know...
Odd Job.
Odd Job is pretty
I'm amazed that I got to Odd Job from that.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, in my head, it was like Tote. Tote is pretty cool from Raiders.
Nazis are not cool.
Well, they're not cool. Like, I don't want to hang out with
him. Nazis are not cool.
But like...
No, sorry. Tote is not cool.
Is it... Fascinating. He's going his own way.
He's not going his own way. He is a Nazi, so he's definitively not going his own way. Going your own way is fighting against Nazis.
I mean, his face does melt spectacularly.
Spectacularly. Wow, that movie is great. Still not full of enough Nazi punching.
Yeah. Star Trek 2. Is Khan cool?
Khan,
I mean, because clearly
Khan
Kirk is cool.
Definitely cool. Kirk is cool. Khan is absolutely cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
the chest.
Motherfucker is quoting Moby Dick on his deathbed. We're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't even, like, I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I Wikipedia'd it, but I haven't read Moby Dick.
Who's committed Moby Dick?
And, like, he's
to
got
memory.
The bling, and he's
come
at me, bro. I'm disco.
Great. He's totally awesome.
Yeah. Picard? Not cool.
Not cool. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jean-Luc.
Riker? Cisco?
Not cool.
Yeah,
Cisco?
No.
Cool.
Cisco's very cool. I don't think anyone in Next Generation is cool.
No, Next Generation is not cool. DS9, cool. Next Generation, not cool.
Voyager
wants to be cool so badly. Yeah. It tries so hard, and it is just
I can't even think of anybody who like comes cool. I mean, maybe Tom Paris is supposed to
Tom
be
Paris
cool.
Tom Paris is supposed to be. He is not. He is not cool. And I love Voyager. I love it deeply.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Robert McNeil, you're awesome. Tom Paris, not cool. Seven of Nine, though. Because then we get into the cool girl, which has a lot...
I prefer Cyborg Lady.
Cyborg Lady. Seven of Nine...
is a Cyborg Lady.
Seven of Nine is...
not cool.
I actually disagree. I think Seven of Nine is cool, but...
Why is she cool? She's as cool as Data.
No, she is way more cool than Data. She is cool because she has... Data does not have an ironic detachment. Seven of Nine is all emotional detachment.
Yeah, but that's because she's a cyborg lady.
Well, because like, she's a Borg. No... She actually made... The weird thing about the Borg as a villain and what Voyager did...
was ruin them?
Well, they did, but in an interesting... it was like an interesting sort of flow.
Yeah.
Because the Borg were introduced as this terrifying force.
Oh, yeah.
And they were terrifying. Yeah. And then they just got more terrifying until First Contact when they were dumb.
Well.
Then they got a little dumb. And then...
it's the queen. The Borg queen.
Well, yeah, pretty much the Borg queen. And then when they introduced Seven of Nine, they actually, to me, made the Borg a little cooler.
Yeah.
Because rather than just being, oh, we are a force of nature, we are a mindless automatons that just absorb things.
Yeah.
Then they added the idea that, no, the Borg are actually supremacists.
Mm.
Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. The Borg think of themselves as better than other races.
Are you saying they're like Nazis?
They are. And
So now you can't find them cool.
I can find the Borg. I can still find the Borg cool.
So... no, wait a minute.
And then they ruin them by, like, all of the queen stuff, which is just dumb.
Yeah.
But, to just bring it to, like, Seven of Nine, because then there is that cool girl thing, which has a lot of, like, semi-icky, anti-feminist sort of things. Because, like, part of what makes her a cool girl is that she is not stereotypically girly.
Mm-hmm.
She is cold and sort of violent.
She's the stern, sexy kitten.
Exactly. And at the same time, she is, you know, clad
she's
in a...
untouchable, unattainable.
Unattainable, but somewhere inside of her with just the right touch,
you'll
unlock the true femininity within. And that is...
which, oddly, it was the Doctor.
Yes.
The holographic one.
Yeah.
But, well, here's a question. Speaking of... because we've talked a lot about men, cool men.
Yeah.
You know, Han Solo, Captain Mal, and all that.
We did mention Furiosa, but that's...
we did mention Furiosa, but, like, is Ripley cool? Now, I would argue possibly in Aliens.
In
I think she's
Alien,
cool.
She is. In Alien, she's just right.
Well, right. Like, but, yeah, but
all of the women in the Alien franchise?
Yeah, I would say, like, she's kind of... not necessarily... She's this kind of humdrum. I think they kind of elevate her.
Right.
You know, but get your hands off you bitch. You know?
Yeah, but there's a movie, like, Alien is a movie that is, like, 2001. That movie is cool.
Yeah.
The movie is cool.
Yeah.
The concept is cool. None of the characters are cool.
Yeah. No, they're just, like, everyday
That's the whole point.
Which is kind of great.
Like, yeah, they're truckers in space dealing with this thing.
Yeah.
But Aliens...
introduces to a bunch of cool characters.
Right.
Like, which I think that's...
and Ripley in Aliens is cool. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think
and
about
Vasquez,
Alien 3.
She's kind of cool.
Vasquez is definitively cool. But again, falling into that cool girl.
Yeah. The trope of, like, the masculine woman.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
But, again, James Cameron and sequels.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor in... Terminator 2 is cool as shit.
Yeah. Well, that's a question. Does, for a woman to be cool in speculative fiction, are we applying... now, are we needing to... does she need to have male... stereotypically male personas, you know, the badass, da-da-da-da-da, or is that... Or is it kind of the opposite? They're kind of displaying other things that we associate with maleness.
Right.
But they're not, you know, we're not putting maleness on a woman. We're just, like, right. opening up what, you know.
Or.
Like, is Galadriel cool?
That's, Or.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, and that's a good one, and then I do have related counterpoints to that. Or is the entire frame of cool kind of dripping in male privilege,
misogyny,
and misogyny? Like, is that. It possible for a woman to be cool? Because, uh-huh. like we're saying, it's this detachment, it's this sort of cynicism and distance and all of that. That is that the pro? Not to say that that's the province of men.
Because, like, right? I mean, I'm thinking. I mean, it's not. I mean, I guess I don't know if we would define Kill Bill as speculative fiction. So, like,
genre, but I would say it's genre but yeah, not speculative fiction. But the bride is definitely cool.
Yeah. But it's like, oh boy.
But here's
this is the thing that two guys should totally unpack. Well, we're not going to get into trouble. We're with our totally dozens of listeners.
No. Our dozens, and our like 7 or 8 female listeners.
And by that time they hear it, we're going to be dead in the airlock anyway.
We'll be
so whatever.
Blown out the airlock. Because, you know, another stereotypical cool character from speculative fiction is Starbuck from the reboot
yes.
of Battlestar.
Yes.
She is definitively cool. But here's the question that came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is Princess Leia cool?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I would argue forcefully that yes.
Yeah.
Princess Leia is cool as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell talks shit to the guys rescuing her from right. alien prison?
Right?
Like,
and she's like, I'll take care
and
of
yeah,
this guy.
She takes charge. And yeah,
yeah.
And through all
she's
three
actually
movies,
quite badass in that first movie.
She's badass in all three of those
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
She is smart. She's calm, collected, but she is not ironically detached at any point.
She's passionate.
She is passionate and goal-focused.
Yeah.
At all times.
That's true.
And she was totally willing to let Chewie choke the shit out of Lando.
Oh, yeah. Another cool character.
Lando is also cool.
Yeah.
Weaselly, but cool.
Well.
And here's another one in that same vein.
Yeah.
Possibly related. We don't know. We haven't found out
yet.
Oh,
Rey.
Rey is also cool.
Rey
is also cool. And, like, the coolest, one of the coolest things yeah. she does in Force Awakens, and I still love it every damn time,
mm-hmm.
is when Angkor Wat, because that's a place.
That's a real place on Earth.
But whatever that guy's name
Cambodia.
Is, who sounds like Angkor Wat, played by
Simon Pegg,
uh-huh. offers her, like, all of those blue food packets
yeah.
for BB-8, and she's like, nah.
Yeah.
And she takes what she's owed.
Yeah.
Which is also, that is
cool. See, I like her on the Falcon when she's fixing something and she's pointing at
that's
and Finn's like, what? And she's like,
she's like, no, I'm pointing at. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right on.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But she is.
Which she has a lightsaber.
She is definitively cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, those are really good examples, especially Princess Leia and General Organa.
General Organa.
I think is a really good example of, you know, I mean, I hate to use the terms femininity, masculinity, and
right.
you know the binary terms of it. But yeah, that she's well. Let's bring up Wonder Woman in the most
right.
recent Wonder Woman movie, which
she,
you know,
cool.
I would say yes. One of the reasons I liked her, true, is she wasn't detached. But I would say if we're calling Princess Leia cool,
yeah,
you know. But I hear you because, like, there's a little bit of naivete and not, like...
Yeah.
But what I loved about her was, like, there's heart. But maybe you're right. Maybe she's not necessarily in the quote-unquote cool if we're
That's
defining cool
not,
as...
Like, she's amazing. Like, there's...
Yeah,
the, like,
yeah.
like, amazing and stunning and neat. Like, there's
yeah,
a
yeah.
neat as well, which is, like,
yeah.
a separate adjunct to cool. There are characters who are neat.
You know who was cool in that
who?
Movie? If we're specifically women. The general
Antiope,
yes,
is fucking
is,
cool
like,
as
Buttercup
shit.
To general,
yes.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
Like,
she is cool as
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
that
yeah.
Movie. Absolutely,
yeah,
like, yeah. And there is, I guess, there is a sort of like
there has,
hardness.
There has to be. I think it's a hardness or a. Well, it's the not, line. It's the line from Raiders of like it's not the years, it's the mileage.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the knowingness of the world.
Yeah.
Is what kind of helps create a cool.
And the because
I can't think of any. I mean, like Princess Leia, as young as she is in the first movie, she has a understanding of the world.
Yeah.
And like, and is able to comment on that. Like,
yeah,
you're kind of short for a stormtrooper. You
right.
know, this is your plan. Fuck your plan.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's able, you know, because what? Carrie Fisher was like 18, 19 oh, God, when she yeah. shot that movie. You know, so, but there's an understanding of how things worked.
Yes.
You know, regardless if it was right or wrong. Because, like, Honda, I think, thinks he understands the world, and I don't think he actually does.
He is, does not. But there's also a, and this is a, there's a little bit of the Hemingway, you know, grace under pressure. There's also mm-hmm. An aspect of facing troubles with humor.
Yeah.
That makes something, uh-huh. makes someone cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That there is.
Because, yeah, and if we're talking about that, then yeah, I could see why Wonder Woman wouldn't necessarily, because she's not, she's approaching out the world outside of Themyscira Aurora.
Right.
As an unknown. She doesn't know the world.
Right.
But she's approaching it. And one of the reasons why I loved her was because she was approaching it of like, well, why isn't it better?
Right, exactly. You know, but so, she's also you know, so, like, so earnest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like, Black Widow in Avengers
mm-hmm.
is cool. And, like, one of my favorite cool bits of hers, I quote it in my head all the time, especially when I'm, like, at the gym, is when she asks, she asks Cap for a lift. To mm-hmm. get up on the Chitauri thing.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah,
knows
yeah.
it's not going to be fun, but, yeah, like, yeah. she's going to do it anyway.
She's going to do it. She's going to do what it takes.
Yeah.
I think she's cool in Civil War.
She's really cool. She's cool. She's,
why don't they make a movie?
I don't know. We know why. The patriarchy.
It doesn't matter, because by the time the patriarchy hears it, we'll be
exactly.
long gone.
Yeah.
But I think that's an interesting... but what about, we've talked a lot about cool characters. Chris, you know, we're running out of oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
Geez. But, like, do we want to talk, like, is there, what's a cool world? Is there a cool world? Like, there's cool movies. Like, you know, 2001.
Cool movies.
There's kind of an interesting point of view on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, like, would the Star, is the Star Wars universe a cool place? Like, is it a place you want to... Well, what does that even mean? What does
yeah.
a cool place
I don't know.
Mean?
I mean, I feel like the Star Wars universe is cool because it's got these all these weird planets that are sort of one thing. And
yeah, yeah.
All these. Whenever I read anything that's part of any part of the expanded universe, like the recent Vader 12
mm-hmm.
issue series, really was full of just sort of like cool places and
yeah.
figures, and it's got a weird underworld to it that's
yeah.
sort of seamy.
I mean, because is it? I guess I, you know, because I'm thinking like,
question.
Well, New York City is a cool place. It's also
yeah.
a dump.
Yes.
Fight me. I mean, but it's true of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's not a dump, though. It's just big and
but
hot.
What makes something, what makes a world cool?
Or like.
Or is it? I
or
mean.
For example, like, a lot of people think the Blade Runner pistol is really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
You know, that there's some, there's this weight to it, there's this shape to it, is it the context that it's used in the movie? You know?
I feel like there's that, but I feel like when you're talking about objects, I feel like the cool thing is something that looks recognizable but isn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Side note, going back to character briefly, I'm going to make an argument.
Mm.
Blade Runner, Rick Deckard, not cool.
No.
James Earl Jones, not James Earl Jones. Ah, almost.
Rutger Hauer?
No.
Oh, Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos. Almost. He's cool.
Yes. He's cool.
He's the cool character in that movie. Deckard's a bit of a dork, I
yes.
would argue. Even though he's the Philip Marlowe character.
Yeah, he's totally a dork.
But he's
and
like
also,
compared
you know,
to almost like
a brute and
yeah.
a rapist.
Well.
But Roy is also cool. I would say that Roy is cool.
Like villain cool. Yeah. I mean that moment at the end,
yeah,
like the tears of the rain. Like.
Yeah, that beautiful monologue is just, it's beautiful. And like
yeah.
his whole journey is like, is cool. And like,
yeah.
you buy into it. And plus he looks cool. It's
yeah.
Rutger Hauer with the frosted
yeah,
tips.
Yeah, but you would think like Harrison Ford, he'd be cool. But no, he's not cool
yeah.
in this movie.
Yeah. Though Kurt Russell is always cool.
If we're limiting it to speculative fiction, I would agree.
Yes.
But if we expand it to, say, Captain Ron.
yes.
I would
but
say,
Kurt Russell,
no.
Kurt Russell in John Carpenter movies, no matter what he's doing, always cool.
We want to talk about Escape from L.A.?
I mean, Snake Plissken
Okay, that's true. This
is always cool.
Snake Plissken is always cool.
I didn't say the movies, but Snake Plissken is always cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And he's good in Soldier. He's cool in Soldier.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yep.
Hey, Kirk, come and hang out with
me. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, no. You know, he's pretty conservative.
He can still hang out with us.
I guess so.
It doesn't mean,
seem like
you know.
He's all right.
Yeah, I mean, he could be good for laughs.
Yeah. Okay.
We could ask him about the hat in The Thing.
The hat.
The hat that he wears. Which I think is a cool hat.
In The Thing. I thought you were being imprecise.
The
hat in the thing. You know the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. That knowing me, that makes perfect sense.
Yes,
that I would be
the hat
imprecise.
In John Carpenter's the thing.
Yeah.
The weird MacReady hat that
he
wears.
I love that hat. The hat is cool.
The hat is cool.
Because it's a little outside of.
That's right.
A little outside. It's a little removed.
It's own thing.
Yeah. It's
but
its
The
own
Thing is also a cool movie that is
chock
full of cool characters.
That's true.
There's like four cool characters in The Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, the movie itself is, I mean, not just cold because it's set in Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie
is cool
as shit.
Because it's kind of doing something different. It's got its own tone.
It's got its own sort of rhythm. It takes its time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not going to be rushed because you want a fast movie.
Nope. It's going to take its time.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking of time.
Oh, God.
This is not looking good.
I think I'm going to lay down and go to sleep.
All right. I got a couple things I might want to try with that panel over there. We'll see if something works.
Okay.
So we'll sign off.
Yeah. So, Heidi, when you find this podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you
for making it sound better.
Yeah, thank you for the editing.
We deserve.
And thanks for all the work. It's been great.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See you on the other side. I'm going towards the light.
Hey, listeners. Heidi here. I'm not in an airlock. I'm in San Diego. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy. Unless he's dancing, Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord, is not cool. He is too sincere, and he cares too much. But he really wants to be cool, and this makes him adorable and lovable. Hashtag me in fifth grade. Speaking of hashtags, find us on Twitter at DeepCutNerdPod. Jay and Larry will tweet you back if they survive. And remember...
I don't have a desire to improvise. I'm just punk rock. All right, now, fellas. Yeah!